Good morning and welcome to our How to Help special edition. We are in unusual times, so today is going to be an unusual version of our weekly newsletter. We've chosen to forego our news coverage to focus on what we do best, curated, impactful action steps. And you know, we know that so many of us are already facing financial difficulties, but there really are so many of our fellow humans in far more stressful situations already and immediately having no idea where their next meal might come from. We've been told to wash our hands, but there are entire cities and entire countries where clean water to wash your hands isn't even available, where food is suddenly unavailable. And our community can help. That's what we do. You can't control what's going on out there, but you can control how you respond. Every action item below has been chosen and vetted for maximum impact. If the destination is an organization, it is one that we believe in, one who walks the walk. If they're a nonprofit or an NGO, they're 4 stars on Charity Navigator and elsewhere. They are among the best of the best. And you can find the actual links for all of these at importantnotimportant.com/blog/fight. And it's in the show notes. And please share this episode with friends and family and point them to importantnotimportant.com/blog/fight for more. There is a lot of talk about exponential growth these days, but we can use that same effect for good. If you match the virus's infected rate and this email gets to just 2.2 people, that will grow and grow and grow. So let's go. Here's how you can help. Number one, local restaurant gift cards. Unemployment is already through the roof. It's like over 3 million in America that have newly applied for unemployment. And restaurants have either converted to strictly takeout and delivery or just closed completely. And they often lay off most of their staff. Many of those employees, especially in big cities, are hardworking immigrants who desperately need every day's pay. So get on your favorite restaurant's website and order gift cards that you can use now or later. Number two, donor's choice. And this is time sensitive. It ends today. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation will double your donation to help teachers to acquire resources needed to teach kids remotely. Go do it right now. Number three, World Central Kitchen. The incredible Jose Andreas and team are delivering meals to those in need and in certain cities, meals to medical workers. And you can support them here. Number four, the Navajo Nation. The virus is tearing through our indigenous peoples because, of course, so send food certificates to Navajo elders through that website. Number five, Alex's Lemonade Stand. Every child with cancer is immunocompromised and in even more danger. Alex's has expanded their travel for care program for longer stays and grocery support. Number six, Direct Relief. One of the most effective organizations in America is getting protective equipment to health authorities and workers, or as Tim Ferriss put it, the walls of our city. Number seven, Sweetgreen. The salad company is redirecting all of its outpost operations towards feeding medical workers. If your hospital's in the DC area, Philadelphia, Boston, New York City, San Francisco, LA, Chicago, or Houston, please apply for an outpost and free salads and bowls at the link in our blog post at importantnotimportant.com/blog/fight. Number eight, Give Directly. This awesome, excellent organization is directing $1,000 cash to every family that needs it. The only limit is how much we give. Go do it. Number nine, Feed America. Help support Feed America's network of 200 food banks. Number 10, Meals on Wheels. Our seniors are most at risk by a mile, and so we've locked them all up, and we need to make sure that they're getting healthy meals. Number 11, United Way. Their Community Response and Recovery Fund is doing the work in localities and all over the country. Help out where you can. Number 12, No Kid Hungry. Millions of children rely on school lunches and breakfasts and on weekends, grocery backpacks to get their food. Their only food. Help them out. Number 13, Allbirds. Most of us sit at our computers all day eating cheese. Medical workers on their feet the entire day are saving lives. So donate comfortable shoes so that their bodies aren't a wreck after this. And last but not least, how you can use your body. Number 14, get tested. If you leave your house for one reason or another, you know, aside from getting groceries or checking on an elderly relative, just go get tested. Mass testing is the only way we'll find out who's got it and who's had it and who's spreading it. The only way we find out the real mortality rate. So call your doctor, find out if there's a test available near you. If not, call back again in a week and again and again, and here's why. Number 15, volunteer to get tested for a vaccine. I know, it's a crazy ask, but let's say you're young and you're healthy and you don't have a family to take care of. There's zero guarantees, but 80% or more of cases are very mild, and you could be among a very small group of actual heroes making a truly bonkers sacrifice to unlock our world again and prevent millions of deaths and untold suffering. And you can read more at the link in the newsletter. And if you're seriously interested in volunteering, email us at news@important.immortan.com and we'll get you in touch with folks on the front lines of testing. It's important to reiterate that this is nowhere near exhaustive, this list. If you've got other reputable actions your fellow readers can take, please email us at news@important.com and we'll check them out and do our best to share them. This is our time, shit givers, a time for empathy and action and solidarity. Share this with friends and family and coworkers to have maximum impact. And so they say, boy, that Sharon really sends me quality news items, huh? Thanks for everything.